Hello, guys. Welcome back to Air Podcast. It's
Air Studios. El Toretto.
It's been a while.
We're back for, after what, 3 weeks?
Probably
a month. Yeah, 3 weeks. A month? I don't know. It's been a while.
It's been seven years.
We even forgot how to start this, guys. Yeah. We forgot what we're doing.
We're barely getting the hang of it, but hit the music.
That's my thing.
Hit the music.
And welcome back, guys.
After like a 7 minute yawn.
I know.
Right? I'm tired. I've been tired.
We're all tired.
And I didn't work, but I'm tired. I've been sleeping all day.
Okay, it's just 3 weeks.
I've been sleeping all day.
Yeah,
it's been crazy, man.
It's been a crazy 3 weeks.
It all started with my daughter getting sick.
It was quarantine number one for me.
That was quarantine number one. Adrian's had a couple quarantines.
Oh, man. It's been terrible, guys.
Yeah. I started with her, but turned out she didn't have the COVID. She got the test done like adults, which is pretty painful to see.
Oh, pobrecita.
Yeah.
Did she take a good?
No. She got that, and then I don't know how to say it in English, pero le metieron una sonda para sacarle pipí.
¿Una qué?
A catheter.
At the same time.
Oh, catheter.
And yeah. I wasn't there at the room, but my wife would FaceTime me afterwards.
Oh, pobrecita.
And she was just bawling. So it sucks.
Yeah. It's horrible.
She turned out negative, so.
So I got the news on Thursday about that. Like, hey, so she got COVID tested. So the good thing it was that I didn't have to go work the next day. So it was like, okay, we're cool. And I just sent a message to work. And I was like, hey, I can't come to work.
I can't come to work.
I can't come to work. I'm in quarantine. And it wasn't, what was it? We got the results. What was it? Oh, Podesta.
Tuesday.
It was Monday afternoon or Monday morning, no? Because I ended up going to work like on Tuesday.
I don't know, man. Ay, casi
le pese. I honestly thought you were going to decapitate your daughter.
Dude, for real.
So,
and now he's on the show.
Just for context. So, we're right here in the kitchen at Roy's apartment and then
Roy's Beach House.
Oh, yeah, Roy's Beach House. That's right. Roy's.
No, you guys have it all wrong. It's my studio.
Okay. Roy's
condo.
Condo.
/condo/ beach house.
/.
Y'all can't hear the waves right now?
My views are the Rio Bravo.
So, going back to.
What were we saying? We're
in the kitchen, right? And then Ari is in her little, like, play little pen over there, right?
Play little pen.
And there's, like, un abanico on the top, and freaking Roy just picked her up, like, if he was going to throw her up in the air. I honestly felt like she was two inches away from getting decapitated. Like, no kidding.
Hopefully Mara doesn't hear this.
Oh, she might.
No. Hope she hears this, man. She left us.
Make it sound like she's gone forever.
Just gone forever.
Oh, man. She left me and her, and I don't know anything about babies. So I have to take care of her.
You've had her for a year, almost.
Almost. I still don't know. I don't do anything.
It's wrong.
All right. Aside from quarantine number one, how's everything else with you guys, man?
Yeah.
Quarantine number one.
Yeah, because we still got to get to quarantine number two, man.
That's last week.
That's last week. So we went. So week one.
We've been trying to get together and record, but we had that incident. Then it was the Labor Day weekend, and everyone had plans. Everyone had something to do, except for me. I was home because I'm boring.
Nah, I went camping. That was fun.
Well, I'm Mexican. We don't. Yeah. We just do cookouts, you know.
You cook out somewhere camping
with us one day.
I'm Mexican, bro. I don't do that.
Okay, we're all Mexican.
Why don't you?
Why are
Mexicans
you sweating? Don't camp because I'm fat.
Why, dude? Why are you sweating?
I don't know. I've been sweating anything this whole time. I don't know why.
You're not sick, right?
No more.
Okay.
Sure, you're kind of sweating like I was sweating in my wedding. Kind of profusely.
I know. I don't know. I've been sweating all day.
Bad. No. So I went camping Labor Day for 4 days. We were out there. It's pretty nice.
Did you see any bears?
I didn't see any bears. I saw people that looked like bears.
What'd you do? Did you work?
Nah, I just worked, bro. We're getting ready for flu season.
Did you work? No, I just worked.
Did you work?
Nah.
Just work.
I work.
How's the COVID thing going on where you work at? Is it
the same, dude? It's the same.
Because supposedly things are going down. That's what I've read in the news. Is it true or is it not true?
Nah, I'm still getting COVID patients here and there. It's just the usual. It's just the panic is less now.
Wasn't there like a breakout now that school started?
In school.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
It's good that they opened.
I don't think it is. It made my job harder.
Start closing sooner or later.
The what?
The schools again?
They should, man.
I think they should.
You know what? I think it's dumb. I think it's dumb how they close bars and want to open schools. Like, okay, you protect the adults, but not the children.
And then, because
I care about bars, you know, but I just think it's dumb. No, but you do a restriction.
Think about how we were in high school.
I don't.
You think we would pay attention?
Not really.
Honestly.
No.
Dude, we even had like dares and stuff. Like, I bet you won't lick that pole over there. Haha, stupid dumbass.
Nah, I didn't have stuff like that. I was smart.
Okay, dude. You're like the worst.
Not even. When would I do dares?
Remember that field day we had where we were literally just like, it was a fire truck.
That was Israel.
What did I do?
I started that.
Oh, well, it was him.
What'd you do?
We started sliding.
Yeah. That was fun.
I thought we were going to get in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
I had grass everywhere, man.
Bro, your carro's out.
I think I got sick after that.
Did you?
Yeah.
I think that was COVID. No, I'm just kidding. Like,
you started COVID. Like,
you started COVID.
7 years ago? No manches.
No, wait,
no
it wasn't no, that long ago. Not that long ago.
5 years ago, no?
It was five.
Yeah.
Little bit,
No. It was six.
No, it was
five.
Six because it was our junior year.
Oh, it was our junior year.
Yeah, it was.
So it was seven. Was
I keep
close.
On putting the mic away.
Yeah, you do, bro. You're getting.
Sorry.
I had such a hard time.
I don't want to get too close to her.
I got such a hard time trying to get you to make sure your mic doesn't leave your mouth. And then we were out for 3 weeks and we're back at it again.
I got to get used to it.
Square one.
Yeah.
You know, like, have you guys all seen Benchwarmers?
I love Benchwarmers.
You know how, like...
You haven't seen Benchwarmers?
You haven't seen Benchwarmers?
Oh,
dude.
It's
okay.
Ricky
so
just watches movies of Triple X, man.
So, have you seen Napoleon Dynamite?
I make him. What's up?
Napoleon Dynamite, the actor that does Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's the same actor. But in this movie, in Benchwarmers, they have to tie his hands to the bat because he always lets them go. So it always reminds me that we have to tie his hands.
When the bat lands in the dude's Corvette, or what car was it? In his windshield.
Oh, that movie's funny.
Yeah, so we're going to probably have to tie your hands to, like, the face, or I don't know.
To hold the mic there?
That's not.
Or we can just buy a boom mic stand. And
yeah.
But that stuff expensive.
For some reason, I feel like he'd still miss it.
Yeah, I think so.
I'd forget, too.
Yeah. Move in and out.
I should wear those back. Cool.
Okay, dude. That's expensive.
I feel like he'll be, like, in courts. Like, they'll ask him a question, and then he'll just come down, and he'll be like, I do not recall. And I just come back
yeah,
up.
Yeah, that's exactly how Rose would be.
So, we're back. So, how was quarantine number two? What's up?
Well, quarantine number two was a little scarier. Cause
wait, who got quarantined again?
You didn't even know.
No, I did not know.
Adrian, oh, yeah, you did, bro.
Did I?
Just because this guy doesn't read our messages.
Read our messages.
I bet you anything, when we tell him to show us, he'll have us on mute.
Yeah,
more than likely.
Bet. Show it.
Show it. Show it.
God.
He does, huh?
Let me see.
He's gonna change it. No, put your phone on the table.
Screen share that.
Nah, it's not on mute.
It's not on mute, guys. The whole phone's on mute. Yeah, but
the whole phone's on mute.
Who the hell's La Jale?
Jefa.
Oh,
oh.
I thought it said Jale.
No.
La Jale.
La Jale. I was like, wow.
Whoa.
She's in the bottom of the chat.
So quarantine number two. Let's go.
So I got quarantine number two because I was going to go to Ruidoso. I was going to go to Ruidoso on Thursday. Was it last week?
No, it was two weeks ago.
And I got to my house because I needed to my parents' house because I needed to go pick up some things. And then my dad's like, well, I asked him, how you doing? And then he's like, oh, I feel like I have body aches. I feel like not too good, you know, like I feel like I'm running down with a cold. And then I was like, oh, okay, well, whatever. I didn't think any much of it. And then they told me that he went to a funeral and someone at the funeral actually was COVID positive.
Oh, that sucks.
And, they knew that they were COVID positive and still went to the funeral. So they pretty much infected a lot of the people at that funeral, including one of my aunts that's literally in remission.
Oh.
So,
man
it's absolutely terrible. The weird thing is we don't know if he was a false positive or not because he had so much contact with everyone here in the family. Mm-hmm. Like my sister, my little brother, my little nephew. And we all came back negative.
So it probably was nothing?
No, it probably was nothing, but I mean,
he was just asymptomatic.
Was she positive for COVID?
How long was my aunt?
Yeah.
Well, she was exposed on Saturday. She tested Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
of the following week, and she came back positive. And then my dad tested Saturday.
Oh, wow.
And then came back positive.
That sucks.
And then I got freaking violated from my nostril. Dude, that thing sucks.
Sorry.
That thing absolutely sucks.
I go violated. To both nostrils sometimes whenever I do the COVID test. I go one and then to the other one.
Nah, they should sue you for that.
Yeah, dude, that's dude, painful. Hey,
it's better than getting a false negative. Turns out you're positive.
Pues sí, pero los dejas sin nariz.
No, they're fine, dude.
That's not fine.
No, it's because, like, to be honest, it doesn't suck. I mean, it's going to sound kind of weird, but it doesn't suck going in.
But when it comes out.
It's not when even. When they start scraping.
When they got to scrape?
Yes.
Yeah, dude.
When the tip of the... with the tip
of the Q-tip
back.
So let me put it in. Hurts, let me put it into context. So it doesn't hurt sliding in. It's when you start moving. You know, like that's when it starts hurting.
We always say it's the ocean. Is a motion of the ocean.
Motion of the ocean. That's exactly what it is.
But in the other terms, it's a good thing. In these terms, it's not.
It depends. If you like to get nostril,
it's good so that I can get like a real. Result, not a false negative.
I mean, if you want to get nostril fucked, then okay, go for it. You know, like that's weird, but okay.
That's some kinky stuff. Oh, she's scratching me.
What does she want? She wants something.
Yeah, but that was quarantine number two for me, and I don't want to go through a number three.
Down. La tercera la vencida, bro.
Hell
la
no. Tuya.
No, bro, no.
La tercera ya la tuya.
Hey, I'm not trying to call you guys and be like, hey, I'm COVID positive, guys. So,
are you guys gonna get the vaccine?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I want to.
Most definitely.
Yeah,
do.
I'm not.
Okay.
I'm gonna wait.
Ya tengo la teta,
you guys are like
dead.
Don't show like side effects, then I'll get it.
I'm pretty sure we're gonna get sick. I mean, we gotta get sick.
It'll be funny if like I get like the vaccine and I have like the Sammy Sosa syndrome and I turn freaking white or something like. No.
No, bad joke, bad joke, bro.
I have no idea.
I don't even know who Sammy Sosa is.
So Sammy Sosa was like a very famous baseball player, right? So he was always morenito.
Nobody likes
baseball. He was like from the Caribbean or like, I don't know where he's from. Well, he's from the States. Never mind. But
Puerto Rico, no?
Something like that. But he ended up getting like the Michael Jackson surgeries, you know, to turn white.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. Huh. Look him up and like he's like full blown white now.
How old is he?
He's probably like in his 60s. Michael Jackson's here. Ari, so what do you think about the podcast?
She breathes like a dog. I don't know why.
Okay, bro, that's wrong.
She goes all the time. I don't know. You got your nose for that.
Yeah, we have to take care
of. We went to McDonald's. I don't know why. It's been an hour already.
Yeah, I just got the notification that they spent $95.
No shit.
I don't even know what they're buying.
$95
on McDonald's?
What are you buying? It's
we
just
spent like $60 last time, dude.
Went to Starbucks, no?
No.
Oh, it's just one.
It's just McDonald's.
Gotcha. Yeah,
let me check.
A couple Big Macs.
Let me check.
Hey, what's up with that gender reveal that like burned?
Oh, dude.
Look, I'm going to tell you the truth.
Crazy.
Gender reveals, people say they're annoyed of them. They're tired of them. I had mine, you know. We had a gender reveal.
I had mine.
Oh, we got to know. Wait, we got to know right now. We got to guess. But I
just kidding. I didn't $5 hit,
I didn't do I didn't do fire. There. I was thinking of doing like burnouts and everything, but I mean, where we live like Chaparral, no. Everything's dry.
Burnout.
So, yeah, like when you put those things on the cars and you start burning out.
Yeah, poco sabes hacer eso.
Yeah. It's going
to mess up the transmission one day.
Who
does it?
Who
Young one.
Young blood.
So supposedly they had fireworks.
Supposedly.
They did have
fireworks.
And it blew up and it caught on fire. And then from there it just took off.
California's a victim.
And it's crazy because it's not just California.
It's
Oregon.
It's everywhere.
And the other day I read that there's a 12-year-old boy and his dog died.
Oh.
He got trapped in a car and
that's horrible. Burned.
Imagine how much money that new couple with
apparently
the new baby are
well,
gonna
get.
No,
apparently,
you know, I think they should take jail.
It's
once people start dying, bro, it shouldn't be money.
And that's not just that. Like with the wildfires, you would think, oh, well, it's only affecting California and stuff. It literally like was
it took
here.
Off.
It was here too because didn't you see like the sky how it was getting like all like kind of brownish and stuff? That was all smoke.
No, like my sister lives in San Jose, and that thing was. Orange, dude. The skies were orange.
Yeah, I've seen the pictures how it looks, man.
Yeah,
even,
it looks horrible.
They even told one of my other sisters that she might even have to evacuate where she lives.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Crazy, man. So it was
unhealthy air.
It everywhere. Was bad. Yeah, she told me the health, the air quality was really unhealthy. But
well, yeah, imagine.
Yeah, dude.
Acres and acres of smoke. Oh, yeah. And smoke.
Not just acres, miles, dude. Miles. Dude, I was talking about it went already all the way to Oregon. That's pretty far.
Yeah,
honestly. It's another state. So.
I honestly didn't think. I didn't think it was gonna get that bad.
It's pretty bad.
Like once it goes from like literally Northern California, even going to Oregon, even down to Southern California, you know, because there's still portions of Southern California that have like wildfires and stuff. So it's, I mean, prayers out to them. But god damn, how do you let it get so bad? It's crazy.
Well,
hey, that baby's gonna grow up and be like, this was me.
I made history.
Yeah. And then Hurricane Sally right now, bro.
Yeah, that's going to hit Louisiana, right? Right
now. I'm just checking my phone because I remembered.
He's trying to.
What are the news? So I don't have to talk about it.
That's good. He's prepared.
He's prepared, bro.
So Sally, what about Sally?
Who's Sally? How long have you known her?
I've known her. I don't know. I haven't met her yet.
No.
I have
I'm to go Sammy. To them, you know. Sammy Sprinkler. He's
Bench Rumbers.
But it wasn't Sally. It was Sammy.
Sammy.
But, you know.
Sammy Sprinkler. And my name is Guth.
Where is this from?
The Benchwarmers, dude.
Oh, man.
All right, you're going to have to watch
let's feed him some sunblock.
Andale
como el hermano que comía sunblock. Salía hacia el sol.
The sun is not a monster. It's not a monster.
I'm like the only one just there. Yeah.
Dude,
sorry
come on.
Like that. Funny,
I think it's on Netflix, or I'm not sure if they took it down from
Netflix. No, I think it's on Netflix. Yeah.
So watch it. It's pretty funny.
Oh, bro, it's hilarious, man.
You're going to laugh, dude.
Am I?
Like, you should have been in that movie. That's how. The 12-year-old boy que meten a jugar.
Oh, sí.
I am
12.
It's a little league. You know, it's for kids.
Yeah.
Y ponen un vato like that 40 to play because they want to win.
Uh-huh.
And he was drunk.
My Maria.
He said when they made it like a birth
certificate.
Why
did you leave me, Maria?
It's a white paper with a stick figure and a $20 bill for the ref.
Neta, this is my birth certificate. It's literally a stick figure with a $20 bill, and he fucking accepts it.
You take it?
Yeah.
He takes it?
He's like, all right. What ifs? I mean, I would have taken probably like a $100 bill.
Yeah, not $20. $20. Oh, that movie's the best. So.
Yeah, it is. It teaches you about bullying.
No, it does.
And then Titty Twisters, too, apparently. Because
and Wedge. Oh, yeah.
The
movie's funny.
Yeah, so I guess that's where a lot of the titty twisting in middle school came from.
Benchwarmers?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
I never got titty twisted in middle school.
I always had a huge breast.
Here and there.
Middle school? I wasn't there in middle school.
That's right.
Is the
legal?
What did you say?
I said I've always had huge breasts, so I don't go.
You don't have breasts. You have man titties.
Yeah.
Breast is for women.
I need a.
I got talking about middle school, I got pants once where my underwear went down.
Oh,
dude. That's right in the middle of the gym during PE, bro.
Middle school.
In middle school?
Yes, dude.
Oh,
I was like,
that's like your prime of life.
Lo bueno es que I was wearing like a really long shirt that day because like mi compita that was chubby let me borrow his PE shirt because you were supposed to wear like PE uniform. And like it covered everything, you know, but. Oh my god.
Man,
and it was a girl, so I couldn't do like anything about it.
She wanted
because if it was a dude, I'd probably like I would have gone off on him. But it was a girl, you know, like if I would have pantsed her, I'd probably be like in big time trouble.
Yeah.
You know, the coach was laughing, teachers were laughing, yo ahí con las nalguillas de fuera.
Andas bien fresco.
Oh yeah, bro.
He was like air.
Air.
De ahí salió el nombre.
Cálmate.
It was one day that I was in gym that my balls got some air.
We said nalguillas, bro, to keep it clean. Y tú.
That's true. I'm sorry. All right. I meant nalga balls.
Nalga balls.
No, esas pelotitas que tienes atrás, las nalgas.
Ya, cállate.
Esos son
melones. Tú no tienes pelotita.
Sandías en la chingada allá atrás.
Where's your mother? God.
They went to go get us hot and spicy McNuggets.
What are they making them?
This chick won't stop.
It's crazy that you can actually go to restaurants now, and instead of being like, oh, I want the McChicken or I want the McDouble or some bullshit like that, you can be like,
I want
the Travis Scott or I want like freaking the spicy
McNuggets. How did that even happen? I want to know how that happened.
It's, yeah. it's a sponsorship, well, yeah, but, bro. Oh, not a sponsorship. It's a contract you make.
But, oh, man.
Where's this burger
so,
from?
McDonald's.
Travis Scott?
Yeah.
Really?
So soon they're going to be like, I want the air burger.
Hopefully one day.
The air burger is literally just bun. Nothing in between it.
Have you guys had it?
I haven't.
I don't know.
I think
what
it's
it
just
is.
A quarter pounder.
I haven't had it.
No,
it's
a quarter pounder
or is it a Big Mac?
I think it's a quarter pounder.
Someone's ready.
Oh, yes, they're here.
You're being crazy.
What about. I mean, in Duncan, they have some.
The Charlie, no?
The Charlie,
the
yeah.
The Charlie Milano. I know, the Emilio.
The Charlie Milano.
Que fue a matar el pollo, okay?
A little timeout.
Timeout. Commercial.
That's Jeopardy. That's literally when they're doing like.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm
it is.
Sweating bad, guys.
Yeah, dude, you haven't stopped sweating. Dude. Are you sure? Okay.
Yeah, I feel great.
You look white.
You do look white.
Faints immediately.
All day, I've been sweating all day.
Oh, like, see, nothing. Not?
I know. I even took a cold shower. I'm gonna take a cold shower. But it's okay. I'm losing weight, you know.
Pues ya te vas a desaparecer.
Oh, pretty sí. Soon. We're having a bomb podcast,
know, yeah.
man. Reunion. Adi's been screaming in the mic the
yeah.
whole time.
It's going to be featuring Adi Lecious. Even
though
she hates
25
me.
25 seconds of fame. She's been crying. She didn't want to finish eating.
It smells so good now.
So good. Guys, we're done. And I didn't order anything.
You can have one of my McChicken. My
no,
McNuggets.
I don't like
I'll share
my
with you.
McChickens.
I can share with you.
So come on, Ricky, you're giving us good topics.
All right, go back to Google. What does Google say?
I don't know.
Phone's dead.
I just remember the hurricane thing.
Get picky with Ricky. That's going to be called the section. Get picky
isn't
with Ricky.
It?
Picky with Ricky.
Hey,
I
that's
thought you said icky with Ricky.
No,
like,
no, 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 no,
no, no, no, no, no, no.
That's for our later podcast. Oh. It's called Air at Night.
Air at Night. Air after 12 p.m.
And it's going to be icky with Ricky. Oh, yeah.
Why icky with Ricky?
Because you're going to get icky, fool. You're going to be like, anyways, no, but this is picky with Ricky, so you pick the topic that we're gonna talk about. And
come on, Ricky, pick one. Pick a good topic. Come on,
something
come
amazing.
On.
You literally
come
just
on, Ricky.
Talking about.
I can't pick. That's why I'm still single.
Damn.
This is a topic, not a chick.
Pick a chick. I mean, pick a topic.
Pick same a chick.
Thing,
pick
a chick, Ricky.
Chick, quieres una gallina?
Gallina número uno.
There's this dude on TikTok that has ducks.
Gallina número dos.
That's two turn Tony.
Two turn Tony.
Dude,
that bitch Tara.
He's crazy, bro.
Joe Senegato. Hi, how you doing?
Come on.
Hi, how you doing? He didn't even see the peace sign.
Lo veo con las lentes y pienso el viejito de Up.
Yeah, it's true.
Y si se los quita es el gordito.
My name is Russell.
I can help you cross the street.
No.
You haven't seen that movie either?
I haven't seen that.
Dude! You gotta stop.
Up.
Oh. Okay.
You gotta stop you gotta stop playing Call of Duty and do what humans do, which is watch TV, relax, enjoy. You just play Call of Duty all the time. We were playing Fortnite the other day, and he's like, hey, text Ricky, tell him let's play.
I don't have Fortnite.
I said, no, that guy don't play that.
Yeah.
Y luego dile que se los quite y pone al niño.
If you guys, I mean, obviously you can't
ahora
see.
Ahora nos van a decir not to bully Adrian.
I know.
They were telling us not to bully Ricky.
Dude, it's not good. I don't mind. You
I know.
Y'all bullied me through high school.
Yo aguantó los dos años de high school.
Man, you guys were jerks in high school.
We were.
Bro, it's because you would get mad. And that was
the
fun
that
part.
That was the fun part. You would get mad.
That's why I bother my wife because she gets mad. The more mad she gets, the more fun it is for me.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm good or not. She'll probably leave me in a couple of years, but at least I had fun.
¿Qué? ¿Y el chicken nuggets on top?
So anyways,
did you Ricky
pick with Ricky?
No, I'm just looking at some snooze, dude.
So pick one.
NIH,
some snooze?
Very concerned about serious side effects of AstraZeneca. Coronavirus vaccine?
I don't know. AstraZeneca.
Yeah, there we go.
There you go.
So, what could be a side effect? Or who are the people
why
that
are you,
allowed?
Okay, first of all, why are you trying to educate people?
No, I'm not.
No. This is not.
This is interesting.
It's not interesting. What's anti-AstraZeneca?
Shut up.
El primo del Xanax.
Shut up.
Hold on. It's interesting because Adrian's an interpreter, and he had a call the other day that I listened to that they were asking people to get the vaccine, right?
Uh-huh.
And I didn't pay too much attention, but they were going over things. And I want to know, like, well, I don't know if you guys know, but who's allowed to get it or what are some side effects? What if you end up, like, dead because of it? Like, what's going to happen? Do you sign waivers?
Well, you sign whenever you get a vaccine, you have to sign.
That if you die because of that, you can't sue.
Well, how are you going to sue if you're dead?
Why, your family? Come on. Jesus.
Bro, you're... Isn't Menzo really?
I'm leaving.
Patience. Lárgate. Oh. Revives from the dead to
sue hospital.
There was this chick that died in the hospital, y cuando llegó al morgue, estaba viva.
No cierto.
Swear. It came out in the news también. So, what's
patient
up?
Died
what's
the
up?
Other
she
day.
Woke up to sue somebody. A ver, tell me.
How the hell you wake up dead?
How you wake up dead? They pronounced her dead at the hospital. Y cuando estaba en el refri en la morgue,
she ¿le dio frío o qué?
I guess.
Oh, wow. Hey,
yeah, this is not funny, dude.
Coronavirus kills four more Hispanic and black children.
Bro, yeah, míralo.
Blind folks.
Light.
Oh.
Blind folks.
But we're not even finished with the vaccine part.
All right.
No, dude.
No puedo ni pronunciarlo, bro.
So,
¿quieres que hablemos de eso?
So, you guys want to know about the AstraZeneca thing?
Yeah.
The what, sorry?
AstraZeneca.
The Xanax for AstraZeneca.
So, that's a pharmaceutical.
Me duele la cabeza, let me take an AstraZeneca.
Xanax. So, AstraZeneca is a pharmaceutical company that's in phase 3 of trials in Great Britain.
Are they in Russia?
No, they're in Great Britain. So, están allá in England. So, they're in England, all the Great Britain.
Yo pensé que en Inglaterra.
No. Well, pues sí, más o menos.
He says no.
Dice no, y luego después, pues sí. So, they started phase 3, which is actually trying a vaccine on humans. And
some species of humans.
Some species of humans. So, some people started reporting back issues after getting the vaccine. So that was one of the side effects. So they had to stop the whole trials completely just to see if it was a side effect or if it was just because they had some type of medical condition. So that's what's going on with the AstraZeneca one. There's another one that's called Modesto here in the States.
Modesto, California?
I think it's called Modesto. I'm not sure what it's called.
Didn't
it's
with an someone M. die already because of it?
I don't think so.
Because of COVID? Oh, crap.
The vaccine.
Oh, I don't know.
Don't they have to inject the virus?
Well, it is a vaccine.
Like they have to.
Oh, they have to put a little bit in it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. Like,
they do not.
Because that's what people say with the flu shot.
Like, yeah, like it's a little bit of a flu.
Yeah.
It's like 10% water and 90%
you get particles that your body reacts to them and creates antibodies.
Yeah, so it's a
dormant.
But the virus is not live.
Yeah, no.
It cannot replicate. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's dormant. It means it's asleep.
Dormant es que me abre la puerta cuando llega.
No, ese es el dormant.
Oh.
So this is dormant.
Ahí está parado, man. Waiting for me.
De tu beach house?
Aprende.
El de la beach house?
El de la beach house.
Dile que si quieres en nuggets.
No, there's a better name. There's a better name of it, no?
Doorbell.
No.
Bellman.
No.
Ballman.
No, something.
El portero.
Mexicano. No.
Voucher, something like that. There's a fancy word for it, right?
No.
He wears a suit and a tray. Valet. No.
Bouncer. But it's a security.
Bouncer.
No.
Bueno, olvídense de eso. I don't know if you guys know. Update on the Russia part.
What Russia?
La hija del prime minister got the shot.
Vladimir Putin?
I don't know his name. But he's
the president.
His daughter got the shot.
Did she die?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking. Update. Anyone know?
Well, no, I don't know. I don't
dude,
want to
I'm not updated on Russia at all.
Voy apenas sé lo que pasó aquí en New Mexico.
No, tú menos. Tú estás dormido todo el tiempo. But, so the vaccine is, there's particles that go into your body.
Yeah.
Help you build something for
antibodies,
it.
Yeah. Antibodies, yeah. And then your body also reacts to the antibodies like if it's like an actual infection. So that's why whenever you get the flu, you might have some mild fever, shakes.
Pues así he estado yo por dos meses, pero...
So think about it this way. Think about it this way. So let's say one guy just comes and beats you up, per se. Let's just say that. Let's just say that.
Talking about that right now, we need to talk about your purple eye right now.
Ooh.
Oh,
yeah, the freaking...
That was crazy too, bro.
All right.
Anyway, right. Then what? All right. So think about it. Just one person that goes and beats you up. So you're just going to be like, oh, all right. So I'm going to go and beat the shit out of him whenever he comes back. Right.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much what it is. Like, it's your body at first. You're like, oh, I can't react to it at first. But then, like, the next time that it comes, I'm ready to, like, beat it up. So that's pretty much all it is.
I didn't like it.
So.
I liked his, man. Scientifically, it was better.
Scientifically.
I don't know what the beating up part is.
He was trying to explain it to little kids.
Yeah. I know, but I understood it how he said it.
I don't think you did.
How did he thought? He's like, what about the like anti-humans or something instead of antibodies?
I don't know, but I've been living off of NyQuil and DayQuil, guys. You guys can see.
Damn.
Yeah, well, going back to my eye.
What happened, dude?
So I farted in his pillow one night.
Adrian.
See, but... Adrian had got that off of me. I'm the one that told him that
Yeah,
joke.
He told me, Adrian.
I don't care. I that's a funny Brock joke.
It was. Okay, well, my eye. Well, I'm blind. As you guys know, I wear contacts, right? Mm-hmm. So I don't clean my contacts. So the day before work, there was a lot of dust, todo el rollo construction, you know, and it was just dirty. So the next day, like, my eye was hurting. It was really hurting. So I'm like, whatever, kept wearing my contacts, and just one day I woke up and my eye was swollen. Like, it wasn't too bad, right?
Stop lying.
It wasn't bad. No, that I stopped bad.
You were eating ass. Tell me I'm wrong.
I was. I got infected by something.
I was eating ass and they farted in my face.
You got some E. coli in your eye. That's why it was all inflamed.
No. E. coli.
Okay, E. coli.
You got some E. coli in your eye. That's where it got all inflamed.
No. So then it started getting worse and worse and worse.
And worse.
And then one day I woke up and yeah, like my eye was shut. Couldn't open it. And it would hurt. Like it would really hurt. So like my wife can't tell me, go to the hospital. I'm like, no, like, es una perrilla. That's what we Mexicans call it, you know. It's cuando dice que ves un perro hacer del baño. I don't know if you guys heard that theory.
Una es diferente.
That myth.
No, that's what.
Una parrilla, you can. It's like a pimple inside.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Well, you have to that's what I'm telling you. That's what I was thinking.
The proper word in English is a sty.
A sty. Those things are annoying.
Yes. So, I got frustrated. I'm like, I'm going to go to the ER. So I went, and they took me in, and then they checked my eye, and they put this big-ass light, dude, big-ass light in my eye, like, it was bright. And he's like, you know what? There's nothing wrong. I'll fix it right now. I'm like, okay. So the doctor leaves, and then a nurse comes in, and the doctor comes back. Me echó gotas en los ojos. Él me echó. And it started burning, dude. It's like if they put, like, salsa in my eye. Bad. Y lo yo. Like, I was trying to, like, I was about to ask him, what's your problem? Like, and he's like, oh, I forgot to tell you. It's going to burn.
Oh, wow.
And it's something to numb your eye for they can work. So, yeah, de volá, like, in 30 seconds, se pasó, but it hurt, like. And he flipped my eyelid open, like, para arriba, and he just, con un scalpel, me rajó. He just squeezed my eye. Chorro de pus came out.
Damn. That's nasty, dude.
And that's it. And he's like, you know what? You can't go outside. You can't wear your contacts. You can't do nothing until it just fully drains out.
Hmm. That is disgusting, dude.
Interesting.
Yeah. That's I never knew that happened.
That is gross.
And it wasn't like a big cut. It was just like a little cut. Un hoyito para que saliera, you know?
That's cool.
Yeah. So salió un chorro de pus.
So it was a big pimple.
Haz de cuenta like a big pimple. Because apparently, I couldn't see, right? Because like, if I would touch my eye, it would hurt. So when he flipped my eye, he said, he's like, oh, look, here's the, like, it's like a white thing. Like when your pimple's ready to pop. Yeah, exist. Y le hizo con el scapo. Me squeeze it. I didn't feel anything, obviously.
It was kind of funny because whenever he would look at you to talk, it was like this. And then he would look this way and be like, hey, I'm over here.
It was tough, bro.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to post a picture on our Instagram of his eye.
No, that's embarrassing.
And then it was like his smile, too, about it. It was like,
I thought it was COVID, too, so. But it wasn't. Well, they were coming out where you can get COVID on your feet. Did you hear that?
I didn't hear that.
You can spread COVID on your feet.
That's dumb.
That's not dumb.
They're just trying to come up with things to get money.
I think so too.
I thought it was kind of weird that recently they started adding runny nose and sneezing as symptoms of COVID.
Next
now
time.
That we're going into flu season. So
So what's the most common you see? Obviously, breathing is one of them.
Yeah, shortness of breath, cough, congestion.
Loss of taste and smell.
Loss of taste and smell. Stuff like that. I don't know. I guess sneezing and it's not a new thing, but I guess.
Do I sound like I have COVID?
I mean, now everything that happens to someone or a symptom is COVID.
I'm good. I'm good. Yeah. I'm good with COVID. I had it twice. Or no, I'm good.
Who's our sponsor again?
I don't even know.
I don't know. I don't have my phone, guys.
¿Cómo se llama?
Hold up.
Anchor.
Anchor.
All right. Anchor. I think. Yeah, it's Anchor. All right. Anyway. Oh, that was Andele. My phone. Sorry.
Anyway, so we're back, guys. We're going to try to get back on it again. We had some inconvenient things that came up.
It was inconvenient crap all over the place.
And which was not our fault.
Partly our fault.
Partly our fault. But
it's all right.
It's all right. We're going to try to come back at least once a week.
Time. But I went to Dallas this week.
What'd you do there?
I went to go drop off my brother.
Why?
Because he went to Florida.
Why?
So he flew out of Dallas? Yeah, it was cheaper?
It's cheaper. It's
super cheap to fly from Dallas.
Why would he go to Florida? It's the hottest place right now.
I love Florida, dude.
It's not hot. Right now, it's
no, I'm saying because of COVID, it's a hot spot. For
right now, East Coast? Yeah. West Coast.
What? No, West Coast.
Yeah, California.
West Coast is
West Coast
way.
Is burning and the
and then over there
the
is
East
flooding.
Coast is about to flood.
But I'm talking about COVID.
I know, bro. I'm just saying that it's crazy.
It's not flooding over there, is it?
Yeah, bro. It's been raining.
Sally? Yeah.
So there's two Sally's hurricanes. There's Sally that's hitting Louisiana, and then there's Paulette that's actually going to
see, and they're all girls' names. I wonder why.
Because they take everything you got.
We went through this the first time.
Because they get everything wet?
They take everything away.
What happens when you get a divorce?
Te dejan en la calle.
Te quitan la casa, te quitan
el carro, te quitan los niños. ¿Y tú ni culpa tuviste?
¿Y qué pasa cuando pasa un huracán por tu casa? Te quitan la carro, te quitan la casa.
La carro.
Oh, yeah. She's learning Spanish.
Te quitan
but
la
anyway,
carro.
Another thing we did over there was I had my gender reveal party.
Oh, yes. I want to know.
I've been waiting for this.
I want to know what you're having. Bro. Hold on. What do you vote for, Mayra? She says girl. We got one girl.
One girl. Go next.
Crystal? You think it's a girl?
Oh, so it's two?
We got two. Right. Adi?
Girl.
So she says a boy because she's looking for someone.
All right.
Okay, we got two girls. Boy or girl? What do you think?
Boy.
Okay, one boy.
No, I can't say.
I know. Sorry, I'm going to go last.
So, here's the thing. So, I said boy, and I'm 3-for-3.
Adrian's a witch.
But I saw you at Lowe's one day, and then I was like, hey, it might
be a
girl.
His theory's good, too, dude.
Oh, yeah,
so.
He's good, huh?
But then I was like, nah, I think I'm going to stick. Now that I saw Myrna, I'm sticking to my boy.
You're sticking all to? Right. Okay, two boys, two girls. I'm going to be the.
Three girls.
Yeah. I did to you.
Okay, Adi counts.
Okay, three girls, two boys.
Three girls and a...
And then this guy, he's good at it. Oh, man. I'm going to say you're having twins, bro.
Okay, bro, relax.
Going for the money.
It's like. Just one.
Okay, so...
It's just Juan.
I'm going
to
go...
Juan.
You know what? Because I had a girl, I'm going to say girl.
Girl.
Yeah. So wait, I want Myrna to say it. I want...
Well,
let us know what...
Yeah.
Well, she's got to come to a mic. They're not going to hear you.
She's going to what?
Yeah, come to the mic.
She can come
to her. Let her borrow your mic. Or Ricky's mic.
I see how it is.
So all right. Wait. Drum roll.
No, wait. We got to get something pink. You can point at it or throw it.
No, because we got it. All right. Go.
Okay, ready?
Okay.
It's a girl.
Yeah, got it.
See?
Yeah, it's a girl.
Woo!
Yeah, when I told Israel, I was like, because he really wanted a boy, because he kept saying, he's like, I don't care what it is as long as it's a boy.
Yeah,
he and I was like, that. Oh, God. So when I found out, I was like, you can't be mad. He's like, it's a girl. Yeah,
it's a girl.
That's see, what you girl. Get. That's hey. Where it changed a little bit on me, too, because like maybe I didn't want to follow it today. I just want to say, okay, I'll just have the courage of my conviction and keep boy.
You had a
but
feeling?
When I saw you at Lowe's that one day.
Why?
Like, I don't know. I just had a
he
feeling.
He said.
I saw you, and I was like, I think it's a girl. Mm-hmm. And I he told came Myra and told me. And I told Roy, and I was like, I think it's a girl.
Hey.
You guys hey. Thought of names yet?
Yes.
Why did you guys use fireworks, man?
Dude, the West Coast is burning because of that.
Yeah, we have names already, and it's set in stone.
What names are you guys thinking
set
about?
Set in stone?
Her name is going to be Emily Olivia.
Emily Olivia. I like it.
Emily Olivia.
That's what's up.
E-O-H. Hernandez San Pedro.
He's America. You just use one.
No manches. Ya sería como las señoras María de Los Ángeles, San Francisco, California. Rodríguez. Ándale casi.
Quemados.
COVID.
Que se pide quemados.
Bro, that's messed
oye,
up,
hay
bro.
Muchos niños que se están llamando COVID.
Honestly, dude.
That's crazy.
COVID Bryant?
COVID qué?
COVID Bryant.
Oh.
That's messed up, dude.
That is horrible. But Roy, why did you make that?
Hey, it wasn't me.
Yes, it was.
Chadwick Bryant, casi no manches.
Bro, Chadwick.
Chadwick Boseman.
Oh, es que yo lo conozco como Black Panther. Mira. Black Panther.
Black Panther.
Oh, did Wakanda. You know he died?
Yeah, he died.
Wakanda, there you go.
Colon cancer, that sucks, man.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's funny.
All right.
All right, so, guys. I don't know, guys, so.
Wives are hungry.
I'm hungry.
I'm hungry.
I'm hungry and sleepy.
I'm hungry. I haven't slept in 24 hours.
We already revealed what they're having. They're having a girl.
Yeah,
you guys want to wish them luck.
Whoever voted for a girl is going to get $50,000.
Ah, see? We have a lot of clothes that don't fit our daughter, dude.
Thank
if you guys
you,
want
Anchor.
It. I'm just
Anchor.
Saying.
Anchor. Thanks, Anchor. Anchor, keep sponsoring
Anchor,
us.
Anchor, keep sponsoring us because formula isn't cheap. Diapers aren't cheap. And
if you guys want to send
cheap.
Diapers, send them to our...
Or P.O. Box.
P.O. Box.
Send them to my beach house in Malibu.
Hey, those people that
La Quemada.
Those people that listen.
We went Burning Avenue.
P.O. Box La Quemada and Burning Avenue.
Burning.
We're going to get sued or something. It's okay.
All right, guys. Thank we'll see you guys later.
All right, guys. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
See ya. Take care.
Take care.
Take care.
We'll see you guys. Bye.